Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Voyage Versus.
Hey, it's great to have you all with us.
So, today we're talking about somewhere really special.
Ooh, do tell.
We're diving into the vibrant and romantic world of Jamaica.
Jamaica. Just hearing that makes you want to dance.
I know, right? The sun, the beaches, the reggae beats. It's paradise.
Absolutely. Have you been during the peak season?
I have indeed, from mid-December to mid-April.
Oh yeah? How did you find it?
The weather was perfect, but the crowds were something else.
Really?
Yeah, sometimes it was a bit too crowded for my taste.
That can be overwhelming.
Exactly. That's why I think visiting in May or November is better.
Less crowded then?
Totally. Fewer tourists, better prices.
That sounds appealing.
For a romantic getaway, it's ideal.
But don't you miss out on the big festivals?
Well, perhaps, but there's still plenty to enjoy.
Big what?
Local events, more intimate settings.
You've got me thinking.
Plus, the beaches are less crowded.
That's a big plus.
Speaking of romance, did you see those vacation packages?
I did. The tropical wedding package caught my eye.
Getting married on a Jamaican beach. Sounds like a dream, right?
It does. But is it too mainstream?
Maybe. But sometimes it's nice to go with the flow.
True.
For those wanting simplicity, it's perfect.
Agreed. But I enjoy planning unique experiences.
Then the One Love Romance package might suit you.
What's included?
A couple's massage, tour of Little Bay, candlelit dinner.
Now that sounds delightful.
Right? It's romantic without being cheesy.
Exactly what I'd like.
Have you visited Negril?
I haven't had the chance.
Well, it's home to 7 Mile Beach. Absolutely gorgeous.
I've heard it's stunning.
And Rick's Cafe is there too.
That's the place with the cliff diving?
Yes. I actually took the plunge.
No way.
Yep. It was both terrifying and exhilarating.
You're braver than me.
I thought I'd back out, but I'm glad I did it.
Maybe I'd try it. Or maybe just watch with a drink.
Nothing wrong with that.
The sunsets there must be amazing.
They really are. The sky lights up with vibrant colors.
Sounds so romantic.
It truly is the perfect setting.
Have you been to Port Antonio?
No, tell me about it.
It's less touristy, very tranquil.
That sounds perfect.
The Blue Lagoon there is breathtaking.
I've seen photos. It's gorgeous.
And rafting down the Rio Grande is so peaceful.
That sounds like my kind of adventure.
You'd love it, trust me.
I'll have to check it out.
Speaking of adventure, how do you feel about all-inclusive resorts?
I have mixed feelings.
Me too.
They're convenient, but maybe you miss the local culture?
Exactly. But they do make relaxation easy.
That's true.
And some offer excursions to explore.
Best of both worlds, then.
Precisely.
Have you tried the local cuisine?
I have. Jerk chicken is phenomenal.
Isn't it? And ahi and salt fish?
Not yet.
You have to try. It's delicious.
I'll add it to my list.
And the Blue Mountain coffee is to die for.
I've heard great things.
I'm obsessed with it.
I need to get some when I go.
Definitely worth bringing back.
Did you attend any festivals?
I went to Reggae Sumfest.
How was it?
Incredible. The music, the atmosphere, unforgettable.
Sounds like a must-see.
It really is.
But if big crowds aren't your thing,
then maybe it's better to go off-season.
Agreed.
Any tips for first-time visitors?
Well, the English is official, but the local patois can be tricky.
Good to know.
But locals are super friendly.
That's reassuring.
Also, having some Jamaican dollars is helpful.
Thanks for the tip.
And they drive on the left side.
I always forget that.
Important if you're renting a car.
Definitely.
Overall, Jamaica is fantastic for couples.
Whether you're seeking adventure or relaxation.
Exactly.
I'm seriously considering booking a trip now.
Me too.
Maybe we'll end up there at the same time.
Wouldn't that be something?
Well, thanks everyone for joining us today.
Hope we sparked your interest in Jamaica.
Until next time on Voyage Versus, happy travels.
Take care and keep exploring new horizons.